Hello and welcome to the One of a Kind You podcast. This is a podcast where we explore the transformative journey of healing from within. I'm your host, Kim Keen, a certified life coach and holistic healer, and I'm here to share my personal healing journey and provide a supportive space for yours. Whether you're dealing with childhood trauma, emotional wounds, or seeking a path to holistic well-being, you're not alone. Join me each week as we dive into stories, strategies, and insights that will help you feel more connected, empowered, and ready to embrace your own healing journey. Let's walk this path together, one step at a time, and welcome to my community.
I was angry all the time. I was angry at my husband. I was angry at my daughters. I was angry at work. I was angry driving in traffic. I was just angry. Angry. I didn't really understand where all of this anger was coming from because my life looked pretty good. I had a loving husband. I had healthy kids. I had a stable job. We had a nice house, a nice car. I mean, literally, what did I have to be angry about? Life was pretty good from the outside looking in. But what I didn't understand was that this anger was actually from unhealed childhood trauma that I had. And I stuffed it down for so long that it was starting to bubble up to the surface and then spewing out with situations that were very similar to my childhood. And this is what I mean. I felt like life was unfair as an adult. And I often felt that as a child too. Life felt unfair as an adult because I had a stressful work environment. I had administration who wasn't always supportive and didn't always back us. I had parents who were very critical and would blame me for their child's bad behavior at school. And I just felt like it was unfair. Plus, my husband had this crazy work schedule, and I was really like a single mom, even though I was married. And so oftentimes I had to manage homework, bath time, dinner time, after school activities, doctor's appointments for the girls, back to school night for the kids. And I didn't really feel like I had his support or his help. And so I just felt like it was so unfair because I would go to school functions and I would see both parents there in attendance. And I can remember when my three-year-old at the time was starting preschool, I also had my six-year-old. So it was meet the teacher day and I had to take supplies for the three-year-old and I had to take supplies for the six-year-old. And I'm trying to get my six-year-old to help me carry all the bags of school supplies because I have my three-year-old screaming bloody murder on my hip. And no one was offering to help me. I was literally sweating. I was out of breath. I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't even see straight. And I did a really good job of hiding the anger at school because I didn't want people to think that I was unhinged or insane. But when I got home and I was in the privacy of my own home and my girls were playing, I was seething with anger. And of course, I ripped into my husband and let him have it when he got home from work about how unfair it was that I had to do it by myself and it was so stressful and I couldn't actually enjoy the experience. And then I felt bad for the girls because there were other kids there who had aunties and uncles and grandparents, this big, huge family affair for Meet the Teacher Day. And there I am with a screaming three-year-old, a six-year-old who doesn't really want to help me, but is being forced to do it because she sees that I'm literally getting ready to fall apart in the blink of an eye. And so that's just one example of how life felt unfair. But it often, everything to me felt unfair because I had this belief that I was a victim, even though it had been many, 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 many years after I had experienced trauma. But in the back of my mind, I had convinced myself over time that I was a victim to my circumstances. And whether I was actively believing it or not, or actively going through that dialogue, that inner dialogue with myself about being a victim, it often showed up in many ways. And so that's one of the biggest reasons that I was angry all the time. One of the reasons that I was angry all the time was because I felt like I had been betrayed by the people who were supposed to keep me safe. I really felt like I had been betrayed by my parents. One, because they got divorced when I was really little, and I grew up going through school being one of the only kids who had divorced parents, or believing that I was one of the only kids who have divorced parents because divorce is actually really common. And then I also felt betrayed by my parents because my mom had a relationship with my stepdad. They had a son, and I always just kind of felt like maybe a little bit on the back burner there because he got my mom's attention all the time and I didn't. And she was taking him to after school activities and helping with dinner, and he just got a mom that I didn't get because my dad had primary custody of me because my mom didn't feel confident enough to fight for something different in court going through the divorce proceedings. But then I felt betrayed by my dad because he married my stepmom and I didn't want him to. I begged and pleaded for him not to do it, and he did it anyway. But there were other times where I felt like I had been betrayed by the adults in my life. And so one of the other examples that comes to mind is that in third grade, our house was broken into. And I had always thought that there was someone in our house because we lived in a townhouse at the time and the walls were paper thin. You could hear the neighbors talking on the phone. You could hear them taking a shower. You could hear them cooking dinner in the kitchen. And so there was a time that actually had someone burglarize our house. We came home with the burglar still there. And so when we walked in, I heard a thump and I said to my dad, someone's in the house. And he discredited that and didn't believe me. And he was like, Kim, there is no one in the house. And it wasn't until he heard the second thud that he realized that yes, in fact, someone was in the house. And so my dad screamed, who's in my house? And the burglar jumped out the second story window. But that just led to a longer line of times that I felt like I had been betrayed by my dad. And so because I had that situation happen, I was terrified to be in the house alone. I couldn't fall asleep by myself. I needed my dad to sit on the edge of the bed and hold my ankle until I fell asleep. And so finally, after months and months of this, my dad and my stepmom had had enough. And so my stepmom suggested that I go to therapy. And so in that time, we sort of transitioned from being afraid to be in the house to the fact that I didn't like my stepmom. And because the burglary and the wedding were very close together. And so the therapist basically told me that I was a child and I didn't get a choice in whether my dad was gonna marry her or not. And so basically just to get over it. So not only was I betrayed by my dad and my stepmom because I went into these therapy sessions by myself, they didn't come in with me to communicate and work through the issues that I was having, but I was also betrayed by the therapist because she wouldn't see my point of view or say, I understand why you feel this way. This is completely natural for you to feel this way because you feel like you're being replaced by someone else. And so that's just a few examples of how I felt betrayed by the people who were supposed to protect me. And the other reason that I was just so angry was because oftentimes I felt unappreciated. I felt like I gave and gave and gave and gave and gave, and it wasn't reciprocated, it wasn't acknowledged. And I think this relates back to having feelings as a kid and wanting to say, I feel mad or sad or angry or frustrated or disappointed or upset. And when I tried to express those emotions and communicate them to my grown-ups, I was basically told that it wasn't okay to feel them, that that really wasn't what I was feeling something else, or that I should actually just get over myself and get over it and keep on moving. And so I felt like I couldn't really communicate with my grown-ups and my caretakers, so I just started suppressing all of those feelings, all of those emotions down, 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 down. And so as an adult, when I felt unappreciated, it kind of took me back to that situation where I was told that I wasn't allowed to speak up for myself, and what I was feeling wasn't validated, it wasn't acknowledged, and hence the reason I had to overcome childhood emotional neglect as an adult. And so all of these situations, you know, they are similar to things that happen in adulthood, but because I didn't have a chance to process them in a healthy way as a kid, and I just suppressed them, it all just came bubbling up to the surface. And I think the biggest trigger for things to really start bubbling was when I was actually doing the healing work and in the healing journey and realizing that my parents had, you know, created codependency in me and enmeshment and anxiety, and there was childhood emotional neglect. Oh my gosh, talk about anger. It just was seething within me because I couldn't understand why they would have a child in a relationship that A, wasn't stable to begin with because it was very tumultuous, and then to get a divorce and subject me to that. And then I was also angry at past generations in my family on both sides because I had generational trauma from my mom's family because there was addiction there, there was abuse, there was neglect. My mom was taken from her parents by the state when she was 10, along with all of her siblings, and put in foster care. And so in foster care, my mom endured as much abuse, if not more, from her that she did from her biological parents. And so all of these unhealed things that my mom had to manage and cope with that she didn't because it was too painful. And then my dad grew up with a mom who was raised by two alcoholic parents. So there was codependency and enmeshment there and anxiety. And so it was just all of this stuff. And so I was angry at these past generations for A, not breaking the cycle. Then I was mad at my parents for not breaking the cycle. And then I was mad that it was my job to break the cycle. And I just was so incredibly angry. But it wasn't until I actually stopped to recognize what the anger was really about it wasn't until then that I could actually simmer the anger down and recognize that it was actually for different emotions. But it was more importantly that it was me, my body saying, Kim, you need to put a boundary in place right now because your boundaries have been crossed in the past. This feels similar. And so now you need to think about a boundary for now in this moment. But it was also this awareness that there were things that were bubbling up below the surface that I needed to bring to the surface to work through and heal so that I could let the anger go. Because none of this stuff that happened to me was done intentionally, not by my parents, not by the abusive high school boyfriend, you know, not by the burglar that broke into our house, you know, nothing, no one did any of these things on purpose. They were doing the best that they could in that moment. And I know you might be thinking like the burglar absolutely did it on purpose, but we actually kind of think we know who it was. And, cause my friend's mom was friends with his mom and he was in an active addiction. So, you know, he was just trying to meet that need of the addiction. So once I recognized where the anger was coming from, it was coming from all of these things that I had stuffed down, emotions, experiences, beliefs that I had stuffed down for so long, and they were bubbling to the surface because I was having similar things happen now. Then I could recognize A, when the feelings started, because my body, I would get the same feelings in my body. I would get the racing heart. I would get the shaky feeling, the shaky hands. I would start to clench up. And then I knew, okay, I'm getting angry. And sometimes it was over something small, like someone not letting me over in traffic. But then sometimes it was over, you know, things that felt bigger. You know, my husband saying, oh, I'm going to leave work at 6 o'clock. And then 9 o'clock, he's still working in the office instead of, you know, deciding to finish up at home and give me a hand with the kids, or me dealing with meet the teacher with no help. So I had to really stop and evaluate the root cause of the anger, recognize that it was actually from things that I hadn't addressed that were in the past. And then once I started to address them, I really was less angry in the future, because I understood where that feeling was coming from. I could see the patterns that I was running and recognize them and know how to do something different and change the meaning around me and the situation too. And so once that happened, then I really stopped feeling angry all the time.
So thank you so much for tuning in today to listen to another episode of One of a Kind You. If you would be so kind to leave a review, I'd be so appreciative. I take the time to read all the reviews to ensure that this podcast continues to be a place of support and guidance and a resource that's valuable and helpful. And if this episode was helpful, please feel free to share it with a friend. The more, the merrier.